So even though the Gemara keeps on saying ad perik, Rashi mashmos each one means a further shear, a further one up. Now, Mer says also that v'chol dover shechoytzeitz betfila, the guf, when you have to go to the mikveh, anything that's on your body that makes a chatzitza, that's dividing between you and the mikveh, anything like dirt or particle that's stuck on your body, you should know chaytzitz matil shadoyim. The same thing when you wash your hands, you have to make sure there's nothing stuck on your fingers. The part that has to be washed, it has to be clean, there should be no chatzitza, nothing stuck and dividing between, that does not let the water go on your hands. And even the chulun, that's lachiyam, that kol dover shechaytzitz betfila, the guf, is chaytzitz matil shadoyim lachulun. Even for washing your hands before you eat regular bread, also you have to make sure there's no chatzitza. You have to make sure if you don't need the bandage should be taken off. If you don't need it there, or something else stuck on your fingers, you should make sure they're off before you go to wash. Now, over kiddush yadayim v'raglayim b'migdush is the same thing. It's also the chatzitza. When the kohen used to wash his hands in the base of migdush, he has to make sure there's no chatzitza on the part of his hands as he has to wash. Now, Omar Rav says, Ad kan l'chulin. He used to point like to how far up do you have to wash for chulin. Rashi says, Mara hoye biyot k'mesha prashti. Like Rashi learned the sugi before, like each one has a different shear. So according to Rashi, when Rav is saying now, Ad kan l'chulin means up until the middle knuckle. That's just the beginning of the half of your fingers you have to wash. And Ad kan l'truma means all the fingers, so the third knuckle. That's how far up you have to wash hands before a kohen wants a truma. That's what Rav holds. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, Ad kan bein lechulin bein letruma lechumra. Know that even for chulin also you have to wash hands up until the third knuckle. Rashi says, Shmuel Amar perik ha chulin via truma shavin ulechumra. The perik ha shlishi vusha begav hayad. That both of them have to go until the third knuckle to where the fingers are attached to the palm. That's what Shmuel holds. That even for chulin also you have to wash your fingers, all the fingers up until the palm. For Rav Sheshisam, Rav Sheshis says, Ad kan bein lechulin bein letruma lekula. He goes lekula, Sheshis says, no. Even for truma it's enough to wash ends just until the second knuckle. You do not have to do all the fingers. Halfway of the fingers is also enough. That's where Sheshis went lekula. So Mor says, Oma bar hedya. That have a kamina kaima the Rabami. I was in front of Rabami. The Yom, and he said like this, Ad kan bein lechulin bein letruma lechumra. He also said like Rav, he also said like Shmuel, that you have to go lechumra, even for chulin also you have to wash until your third knuckle, according to Rashi Shita. Now the Gemara says, V'loy teima, don't say that Rabami mishum de kayin hu, that since Rabami was a kayin, that's why him it didn't make a difference. He said luchumra, even for chulin also. Rashi says v'roga b'truma, since he was rogel eating truma, the figure therefore was the machmir alatzma lahagol af b'chulin ken k'deshi rogel bo. But maybe because he was a kohen, so he wanted to be rogel, always washing his hands so good. That's why he said this way. Don't think that way. To Rav Meshia bar bread Rav Yeshua ben Levi, have a Levi was a Levi. The Yarmen, he also said, Ad kan bein lechulin bein letruma lechumra. So not only because he's a kohen that's eating truma, even though it was only a Levi, did not eat truma. Still he held that's the loch, he has to be machmir, even for chulin, you also have to wash hands up until the third knuckle. That's Rashi Shita. Avad Tosis argues, and this Tosis holds no, and that's our minig, the Avad Achila, we have to make sure to wash hands all the way up until the palm, until where the palm is attached to the arm, where the hand is attached to the arm. We have to wash all the way up. The daf is less shittos before the chumrah that even for chulin you have to wash all the way up. Omar Rav, noitel odom es shtei yodav shachris. A person can wash his two hands in the morning. Umas nalem, he can make a tenai that kol ayam kuli, even though he doesn't want to eat bread throughout the day and he's not going to have water where he is to wash his hands. Says lada b'semach on the first nafilu made in the morning. And Avad, he shomer, he watches his hands throughout the day not to become tummy, not to touch anything dirty. So then that first natila helps throughout the whole day. He's allowed to eat bread the rest of the day because of that first tefila. This Omulu Rabavino Levini, Tikto the Arvus, Goin Osun, Lashchich Luchumaya, Mashadacha Mitzafra, Viasno Layu. But Lukuliyama. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue this on the next tape. We'll see clearly this new halacha. This like a new halacha over here exactly. how to make a tanai in the morning, what type of natilu do you have to make a tanai that would help you for the whole day. Now just about the machlokes before between Rashi and Tosfos, the Mechaber brings down both shittas and kim in Kusim and Kuf Samach Aleph Sifkon Dalad. The Mechaber says, Shir Natilu Shadam Kol Ayad, how much of the hand do you have to wash? Your whole hand. Ad HaKon Natul Yom Shol Zeroya. That's like Tosfos Shita. For Natilu Shadayim L'chulin. V'yeshoyim, then he brings down a second shita. Ad Mokim Chibret Zboyes Lakaf Ayad, where the fingers are attached to the palm by the third knuckle. That's Rashi Shita. The Mechaber says, V'royu Lini Kedas Arishin. We should be known that the first day, like Tosfos Shita, we wash hands from Natilu Shadayim, we should wash our whole hand up until the arm. However, it's brought down the Mishnah Berurah. Let's say B'Shas Hatzchak, you don't have enough water, you only have exactly Mayim Mitzumsim, then by the evidence you could be Samech and Rashi Shita, just to wash hands until the end of your fingers. But Rav Adler Chathili is trying to use as much water as possible, because we know the more water you use, the bigger the bracha is, not to be stingy upon the water you use for Natilas Yadoyim. Alright, we'll stop here.